one of the interesting or common items we have is, how could you not put the NC on your license? How could you agree to a CC BY because somebody else can take your work and make money? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's true. But if we didn't put that BY on there, there wouldn't be other innovations. So, for example, another college wouldn't be able, their bookstore wouldn't be able to sell the book because they earn a profit on the hard copy of it. WebAssign is a company that does homework systems. And Collaborative Statistics was the first open ed resource that they hooked up with to do a homework system with. Before, they were working only with major publishers. They now have a few OER in their line, but mostly it's with the major publishers. But when I was starting to present at national conferences and faculty said, I love this book, but I would never adopt it because I'm not going to go back to grading homework. I don't care that my students are spending $200. Or they didn't say that. They said, the trade-off of the student spending $200 for a book that comes with a homework grading system or me having to grade homework, they're going to buy the book. All right. So I approached WebAssign, and they it's a fabulous company, but it does cost the students $25. So I tell the students, I recommend it. You don't have to buy it. If you want to turn in the hard copy paper with your problems worked out to me, you can. But I think that the WebAssign has a learning system that goes along with it. They have the videos integrated. They have the books integrated. They have, if you get stuck on a homework problem, it takes you back to the book if you want. You can press a button. You can get similar ones. So I think this is a valuable learning tool, not just making my life easier for grading. And so it's your choice. Now, I've only had two students who started out turning in a hard copy paper, and then they eventually ended up buying it. And so that's a company that's doing innovation, but if I had the NC license on it, they wouldn't, right? So I don't have a problem. I don't think that students know the book is free. They're not going to go somewhere else and pay $200 for it. But it's the innovation surrounding that I feel make it a better learning experience for the students. Mm-hmm.